Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Indian model of combining welfare of the poor with modern development gaining appreciation worldwide. G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group finalizes Sustainable Finance Report at a meeting in Varanasi. Haryana police arrests Congress MLA Mamman Khan in connection with Nuh communal violence. In Kerala, all educational institutions closed till tomorrow in Kozhikode to contain Nipah virus infections. IMD forecasts active monsoon conditions over East India today and Central and West India till Monday. And in Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka set up final clash with India, defeating Pakistan in Super 4's match at Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Indian model of combining welfare for the poor with modern development is gaining appreciation worldwide. Addressing a program in Konda Tarai at Raigarh in Chhattisgarh, the Prime Minister emphasized that the country aims to become a developed nation within next 25 years of Amrit Kaal. He said this goal can only be achieved when every citizen actively participates in this endeavor.
हमें अमृत काल के अगले 25 वर्षों में अपने देश को विकसित बनाना है। ये काम तभी पूरा होगा जब विकास में हर एक देशवासी की बराबर भागीदारी होगी। हमें देश की ऊर्जा जरूरतों को भी पूरा करना है और अपने पर्यावरण की भी चिंता करनी है। इसी सोच के साथ सूरतपुर जिले में बंद पड़ी कोयला खदान को इको टूरिज्म के रूप में विकसित किया गया है। कोरवा क्षेत्र में भी इसी तरह के इको पार्क विकसित करने का काम किया जा रहा है।
The Prime Minister said that giving priority to the underprivileged is the priority of today's central government. He said more than 13 crore people have come above the poverty line in the last 5 years due to the efforts of his government.
साढ़े 13 करोड़ देशवासी गरीबी से बाहर आए हैं ये इसलिए हुआ क्योंकि भाजपा सरकार ने गरीब के हित में योजनाएं बनाई भाजपा ने गरीबों को गरीबी से लड़ने के लिए जरूरी साधन दिए भाजपा ने सरकारी योजनाओं से बिचौलियों को कटकी कंपनी को लुटेरों को बाहर निकाला हमने ये सुनिश्चित किया कि लाभार्थियों तक पूरा लाभ पहुंचे।
The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 6,400 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh yesterday. He also laid the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks in 9 districts of Chhattisgarh. Besides, the Prime Minister distributed 1 lakh sickle cell counselling cards. Earlier, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of several development projects worth over 50,700 crore rupees at Bina in Madhya Pradesh. The fourth and the last meeting of the G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group successfully concluded in Varanasi yesterday with finalization of the 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report. The two-day meeting witnessed proactive engagement from over 80 delegates from G20 member countries, invitee countries and international organizations. More from our correspondent.
The two-day meeting in Varanasi aimed at jointly agreeing on the final 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report that assimilates the works carried out by the SFWG in the form of recommendations for the identified priority areas. The fourth meeting also discussed the progress made by G20 members and international organizations on the G20 Sustainable Finance Roadmap. All through the SFWG meetings, both the co-chairs, US and China, members and invitee countries, as well as international organizations, actively participated and contributed in the finalization of deliverables as key outcomes under the SFWG this year. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
The fourth G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion meeting is being held in Mumbai. The three-day meeting that began yesterday includes discussions on the deliverables related to digital financial inclusion and small and medium enterprises. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
A symposium on digital public infrastructure for energizing MSMEs was held yesterday. The symposium saw panel discussions involving international experts around two key themes: energizing MSMEs for higher economic growth through digital public infrastructure and credit guarantee and SME ecosystems. The World Bank also presented the G20 policy recommendations for advancing financial inclusion and productivity gains through digital public infrastructure developed under G20 India presidency. Today there will be a session on digital financial inclusion followed by a presentation on the human and economic impact of digital public infrastructure. With Prarthana, Nivedita, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is arriving Madhya Pradesh capital Bhopal today on a day-long visit. Mr. Dhankar will attend various programs including the convocation ceremony in Bhopal. The third annual function of Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, PMMSY, will be organized in Indore today. The program will be addressed by Union Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Purushottam Rupala. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Haryana Congress MLA Mamman Khan was arrested yesterday for his alleged involvement in the communal violence erupted in Munnu in August. The MLA from Firozpur Jhirka was named as an accused by Haryana police. According to the police, there are ample evidence of his involvement in the violence that occurred following a religious yatra. Khan had approached the Punjab and Haryana High Court on Tuesday seeking protection from his arrest, and the hearing was scheduled for 19th October. In Kerala, samples of 15 persons belonging to the high-risk category included in the Nipah contact list in Kozhikode were sent for testing yesterday, while 11 samples collected earlier tested negative for Nipah virus. The Kozhikode District Administration has declared a holiday for all educational institutions till tomorrow. The administrator of Mahe, an enclave near Kozhikode under the Union Territory of Puducherry, has also declared a holiday for all educational institutions today and tomorrow. Kerala Health Minister Veena George, who held a review meeting of senior officials yesterday, said isolation wards have been arranged in private hospitals in case the need arise. 234 people were traced yesterday as part of the Nipah surveillance. 950 persons are on the contact list, of which 213 are in the high-risk category. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar yesterday reviewed the steps taken on containment of Nipah virus outbreak in Kozhikode. Dr. Pawar visited the Indian Council of Medical Research, National Institute of Virology in Pune and took stock of the preparations in this regard. The Election Commission has called rival factions of Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, for personal hearing on 6th of October. Sources said the matter required a substantive determination by the Commission under Election Symbols, Reservation and Allotment Order 1968. The Commission has directed both the groups to remain present in person or through their authorized representatives for the personal hearing. The NCP, founded by Sharad Pawar in 1999, witnessed a split earlier this year, with Ajit Pawar claiming the support of over 40 MLAs and joining the Shiv Sena BJP coalition government in Maharashtra. In international news, Britain, France and Germany said they would retain ballistic missile and nuclear proliferation-related sanctions on Iran that were set to expire in October this year under the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. In a joint statement, the three European allies known as E3 said they would retain their sanctions in a direct response to Iran's consistent and severe non-compliance with the accord, also known by its official name, a Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The actions ban Iran from developing ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons and bar anyone from buying, selling or transferring drones and missiles to and from Iran. Russia has said it was expelling two U.S. diplomats whom it accused of working with a Russian national charged with collaborating with a foreign state. The Russian statement said that First Secretary Jeffrey Silin and Second Secretary David Bernstein conducted illegal activity in maintaining contact with Russian citizen Arshonov Chernev is accused of confidential cooperation with a foreign state. The U.S. State Department said the expulsion of the two diplomats was unprovoked and warned that Washington would respond appropriately. Back home, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ruchira Kamboj, has said peace has always been an important part of India's rich cultural and philosophical heritage. She said this at the Discourse on Peace event in New York yesterday. She stated that the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi of non-violent resistance have influenced the country's approach to conflict resolution. Talking about India's contribution towards Global South, she stressed that India's $40 billion development projects with Global South reflect an unwavering commitment to a human-centric world. Ms. Kamboj highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's statement on peace and noted that it comes from the learnings by great leaders like Mahatma Gandhi. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast active monsoon conditions over East India today and over Central India till 17th of September. West India will have rainfall activity till Monday. We spoke to senior scientist IMD R.K. Jainamani.
The Wellmark low pressure area now lies over North Chhattisgarh and Nevarud. Under its influence, monsoon has been active mainly, and we have given the orange color warning mainly for Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh. Haryana also is given the one orange color warning from the thunderstorm, lightning and heavy rain. Delhi will also likely to experience light to moderate rainfall today and tomorrow. Uttarakhand also is getting the heavy to very heavy rainfall, and we have orange color for Uttarakhand today and tomorrow.
Light to moderate, fairly widespread to widespread rainfall and lightning with isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan and Goa, coastal areas of Maharashtra till 18th of September. Gujarat region will experience rainfall activity from tomorrow till Monday and Saurashtra on 17th and 18th. East Rajasthan might witness rainfall till 17th of September. On to sports. In the Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka has entered the final for the 11th time, setting up the summit clash with India as they defeated Pakistan in the Super Fours match last night in Colombo. The co-hosts will face India on Sunday at the same venue. In a rain-affected game, Sri Lanka chased down the target of 252 runs in the reduced 42 overs. Kusal Mendes was the top scorer with 91 runs, while Sadira Sama Vikrama and Charit Asalanka provided sound support, sealing the game for Sri Lanka. For Pakistan, Iftikhar Ahmed picked 3 wickets, while Shaheen Afridi took 2 wickets. Earlier, rain delayed the toss and the match was reduced to 45 overs per side before a ball was bowled. Pakistan captain Babar Azam won the toss and decided to bat first. With another rain interruption, the match was further reduced to 42 overs per side. Pakistan scored 251. Meanwhile, India will play Bangladesh in a dead rubber today before playing the final on Sunday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Ramya.
Thank you, Anuja. All reported births, deaths to be digitally registered from 1st of October, states the Hindu. The Asian Age Rights birth certificate becomes key ID for government services from 1st October. Hindustan Times on its front page reports Kerala shuts schools as Nipah virus fears mount. The paper adds, central team arrives, surveillance stepped up in state to take stock of the situation and management of infections. From MNCs and startups to homegrown majors across sector, companies opt for flexibilities as hybrid working makes a place for itself at India Inc., cites the Economic Times. And finally, published in English, Spanish and Portuguese up till now, a headline in the Times of India says, in its 200th year, Lancet Medical Journal, now in Hindi. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Ramya. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Indian model of combining welfare of the poor with modern development gaining appreciation worldwide. G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group finalizes sustainable finance report at a meeting in Varanasi. Haryana police arrests Congress MLA Mamman Khan in connection with new communal violence. In Kerala, all educational institutions close till tomorrow in Kozhikode to contain Nipah virus infections. IMD forecasts active monsoon conditions over East India today and Central and West India till Monday. And in Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka set up final clash with India, defeating Pakistan in Super Fours match at Colombo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.